Hey, this is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
Our first order as pastors, don't judge anybody who walks through that door. He said, love them, train them to be champions for me, because I'm coming back for a champion church. You reminded me of David. Do you think he sweat much on that victory? Here, Israel didn't know what to do. Day after day, day after day, week after week, month after month, we keep hearing this big, huge man deliver the news. Goliath was CNN at that time. And they were listening. And in fear, dismayed. No. And David shows up. Who? The one he told me who would be a pastor. Remember? The one who led the mighty men. The one who didn't judge them. David was a man after my own heart, right? He comes in and goes, what's going on? Anybody want some cheese and bread? Sandwiches? What's going on? They say, well, this guy, and all of a sudden he hears him defying God. You're defying the God that I'm in covenant with, who's on my dodgeball team, by the way. And we just beat the Lions and the Bears. So I'm sure we can beat the Giants. That makes him a cheesehead. He was delivering cheese, so he's a Packer. David is a Packer. That proves that David was a Packer fan. I hate it, because I'm a Bear fan. But, and he shows up and says, well, he's defying. And I mean, by the time he says, you know, he gets the stones and goes, it says he's running towards him. He's not going to waste any time. He's not waiting on God there. He's already ready. He's operating on a higher realm. He knows the covenant he's in. That's the higher realm. That's part of the higher realm of identity. He knew who he was in his covenant. Are y'all with me? Do you know who you are in your covenant? Who you are in Christ? Because that's a different realm. That's a different position of government. And you don't allow things. You shut them up. You run at them. Right? That was a sweatless victory. The Lord said to me, for some, it may require a lot of work to do an assignment. Oh, really? Yeah, some, it's going to take a lot of work. But for some who are plugged into the power, they will get results quicker and faster. Speedily. Somebody say speedily. Let's do Psalm, Luke, and 2 Peter. Psalm 81, 13, and 14. Oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways. This is God speaking. What's that next word? Somebody say it again. And I would have subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their adversaries. God said that. That's my God. He hadn't changed. He'd have done it my way, speedily. All right, let's look at Luke 18, 6 through 8. Then the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not our just God defend and protect and avenge his elect, his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? This is Jesus telling this story. He defer them and delay help. You think, in other words, Jesus saying, you really think that God would delay? Oh, he's not a withholder. He's not holding anything back from you. You really think he would delay on their behalf? Click. I tell you, he's going to bring the truth now. He will defend and protect and avenge them speedily. 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord does not delay. Say, the Lord does not delay. And is not tardy or slow about what he promises. According to some people's conception of slowness, but he is long-suffering toward you, not desiring that any should perish, but all that should turn to repentance. Lord, forgive us. We repent for any tardiness on our part, for any lack of faith or not operating in the covenant realm of our higher true identity in you. Help us to know this. Amen. Are y'all with me or not? When you operate in my power, it will be with no sweat or much effort, and you will accomplish it with excellence. And I wrote everything down right here. He said, the tragic thing is most believers are missing this source of power, this source of victory, this source of guaranteed victory, this effortless, sweatless victory in their everyday lives. They're missing out on it. And it's a guarantee. They're missing out on it. You could be killing lions and bears and giants and tigers, oh my, every day. He said, power is what produces results. He said, it's the same in the natural law. Power has to be there to produce results. It's the same in the realm of the spirit. Power produces results. Jesus did not do one miracle, not one healing, until the power of the spirit came upon him. He couldn't do it without it. You can't either. Now it's time to know our true identity in the higher realm. Amen. And operate in that realm, in that place. And he gave me the microphone analogy. You could buy the, you know, there's microphones that cost $20,000. I didn't know that, but like on those shows, The Voice and stuff. And then there's, you can buy these amplifiers, and you can have the best equipment and the greatest people with knowledge to put them together, and you can get all of that. But if there's no power, and you have all these geniuses like Jason and everybody and all these guys with all these degrees and they can do and the power, a storm knocks it out. Something happens. Guess what? You got great equipment. I know it's the best, $20,000. You have degrees in this. I know. I've got a master's and doctor's and blah, blah, blah. But you have no power. There's a lot of the church that's trying to operate on that realm. And they got all this wisdom. And they got all this knowledge and verses and can quote. No power. Powerless churches. Powerless churches. That's where you want to go? Powerless church? Let's talk. Where am I going? I don't know. How about the glorious church? How about power? Y'all ready for that realm? You want to walk in that realm? Ching, ching, ching. Let's walk in that realm. Woo! Somebody say, that's my Jesus. I love that. It's good. If you love it, you need to say it. He said to me, you know, you can take a person and they can both go to the same church and hear the same messages. And you got person A and you got person B. And they got the same equipment and they got the same knowledge. And one is operating in it. And the other one isn't. In the same place. Two different results. Why? Because one is working according to the power. Look at Ephesians 3:20, King James. Are y'all okay? Is anybody here like, Chip, I've heard this. But I want you to hear it. Thinking about a higher realm of identity, a place. Now, and to him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to what?
Power.
Wait, according to. So it's according to what?
Power.
That what?
The work
of
us.
Let's look at the Amplified. Now, to him who, by in consequence of an action of his power that is at work within us, is able to carry out his purpose and do what? Super abundantly, far over and above all that you dare ask or think. I would think what he's talking about right there is on a level the world is not familiar with. And he said it's time for the church to operate on a level the world is not familiar with. And I'm not talking about just the fivefold ministries. I'm talking about where I call them. I will call them in the businesses. I will call them in the schools. I'll call them in the governments. I'll call them in the fields. I'll call them in the mission. I'll call them, and I need them to operate on a level the world is not familiar with. Amen? Far above all that we can dare, your little 10% mind. Or even prayer, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. Glory. It's according to what? The power Now the Lord said to me, because I'm the type of coach that I want everybody to get it. I want just even the weakest or whatever to get it, the youngest. He said, but everybody's not. How do you like to hear those words? Yeah, you know what I mean? Because your heart, well, think about it. God wants everybody saved. And I said, God, you're going to have to show me where that's written. And he went to 2 Timothy 3. This know that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall become lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, unthankful. And the last verse says, and they'll have a form of godliness. They will have the form without power. I can teach you. I can't. Well, I could teach you the form of the best hitter swing. Or maybe a golf pro could teach you Tiger Woods' exact swing. But he can't produce the power. He can teach you the form. Are y'all? I mean, I am. I'm getting this. I'm preaching to myself. But do you have the power? And he said, they'll have a form of godliness. Now watch what it says next. In other words, one translation says, yeah, they'll go to church, but they'll deny the power. But not here.
No, not here.
Say, not me.
Not me.
So you want to go to a church and you want to be a Christian that denies power and never operates in that realm. It's a higher realm of identity that David knew about. Are y'all with me?
Yes.
And that's what we're doing. He says, Chip, I said, don't judge a single one that comes through that door. Love them and train them to be champions in my army. That's what he's talking about right here. Amen. All right, are y'all okay?
Yes.
Now, how do we get to this identity of this realm? Is the first thing you need to know is Christ, what it means. Christ is not Jesus' last name. But Christ is the anointed one and his anointing, right?
Yes.
All right. Now, Brother Copeland years ago preached a sermon. He said, translate and meditate. Every time you see this word, translate and meditate. And so I heard the Lord say that to me. Every time you see Christ, translate and meditate the anointed one and his anointing. I can do all things through. Now, translate and meditate. I can do all things through the anointing and the anointed one and his anointing. There is no condemnation to those who are in the anointed one and his anointing. My anointed army, my anointed men and women of God, there's no condemnation. To live is Christ, but to die is gain. To live is what? The anointing. We are to live in this anointing. Amen.
The Marblehead men were all in when the Continental Army faced annihilation after the loss of the Battle of Brooklyn. The fate of the revolution rested upon the Marblehead soldiers. As believers, we are called to rise with the same dedication and loyalty to the plan of God. It's time to get all in. To hear more on this dynamic series by Pastor Chip Brim, order your copy today by calling 1-800-972-3447. Billy Brim now has a YouTube channel. Search under the channel name Official Dr. Billy Brim. Subscribe today and get the latest updates, uploads, and lives to the channel. Feed your faith and walk in the light of the Word. Join Dr. Billy Brim and the Worldwide Prayers every Wednesday at noon Central for a time of Spirit-led prayer.
Hey, it's Chip again. Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And if you're ever in the Tulsa area, we would love to invite you to Billy Brim's church, where me and my wife Candace serve as the senior pastors. And if you want to plan your visit, you can contact us at 918-371-4589. Or check out our website at www.agloriouschurch. And remember, champions always prevail.